Carbon dioxide air filter organism to reverse global warming. This Reverend Simulator on 26th July 2006 for news. University, summer campus, someplace. This guy called Killick Redding was just published a paper on making discovery to his answer for global warming. His idea could possibly net him $1 million in royalties, which is why the Enterprise young student has already patented the idea. Quote, "It is a simple idea, one I'm only too happy to exploit for the gold-plated items," unquote, explains Redding. It is a revolutionary idea to use a bioform, tentatively called a carbon dioxide air filtering organism. Global warming is the major contributing factor to make everything what make go wrong in the world, which some geographists say is still far too conservative. This is where the general consensus of a scientific community that said carbon dioxide is largely to blame for global warming, which is why Redding's carbon dioxide air filtering organism is the solution to a problem that has plagued humans for all of last week. Redding has given on news, that's me, an exclusive into the inner workings of this discovery. Quote, it actually naturally occur in nature. But we can grow more of these things and use the carbon dioxide filter power," unquote. This carbon dioxide air filter organism can take many forms, but can be characterized by green foliage and occasional fruit or flowers. This organism take in the nasty carbon dioxide and put out the fresh, nice oxygen, which the humans can then breathe. Oh, I like breathing. Redding tells our news, that's me again, that a large plantation of this carbon dioxide air filter organism can be grown on large farm-like configurations. Redding say, quote, "Not only these organisms scrub the air clean of carbon dioxide, that's the nasty stuff, and putting back oxygen, that's the good stuff. The fruit of this organism is tasty to eat. I particularly enjoy the spherical orange-colored fruit on a particular leafy organism," unquote. Many governments around the world already display interest in using Redding's amazing findings in the war against global warming. However, more testing must be conducted by Redding to see that this does not have a hidden negative effects on the environment. Expect to see these rolled out by mid-2008 at the earliest. Reverend Zim for News. Thank you for listening.